Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. with the trombone and right out of New York City. That was Nick Finzer leading a crop of new musicians that are making jazz sound awfully nice these days to bring in a new episode of Neon Jazz. That was a track off his brand new 2015 album called The Chase with the song Just Past the Horizon. This award-winning composer and arranger has been pretty effective in his mission to be a passionate voice defining the sound of jazz in this age and to bring a little street cred to the trombone. And with his latest album, the momentum continues. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Nick had to say about his newest CD.
Really excited about what happened with the first record, and I wanted to keep the band going. I kept writing some new music, but during all of that time, I was kind of being inspired by the overall search and passion and discovery of kind of goals moving ahead in New York and playing music. So The Chase kind of refers to chasing all of those things that are kind of just beyond your grasp.
Nick has been across the globe on television and the web millions of times as a part of the popular web phenom band Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. He has toured with the group in North America and Europe. Big shot trombonist and mentor Wyclef Jordan called Finzer a new voice in the pantheon of upcoming trombone greats in the making and added, Nick's CD is a glowing example of things to come. He's been at all the top jazz clubs and concert halls with Wynton Marsalis' Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. He's been with Frank West, Lou Tabakan, Terrell Stafford, Louis Nash, and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, along with Ray Drummond, Steve Turi, and many others. Nick is not going anywhere, and we're looking forward to all the music he puts out. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of trumpets, trombones, drums, flutes, and all those jazz things, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to fill your rooms with that sweet, sweet jazz. Whether it was the trumpet or the flugelhorn, he was on it. This is the great Art Farmer next on the show with the song My Little Suede Shoes off the 1999 CD Interaction and Sing Me Softly of the Blues. Thank you.
You are listening to
Nyadon.
That was the pride of Southborough, Massachusetts, saxophonist, woodwind artist, bandleader, sideman, composer, and educator, Dan Pietro, covering the Stevie Wonder tune, Come Back as a Flower. Since 1987, he has been a stronghold on the New York City music scene and has played lead alto saxophone and recorded 6 CDs with the Toshiko Akiyoshi Jazz Orchestra. And he has also toured or recorded with the bands of Woody Herman, Lionel Hampton, Maynard Ferguson, Pete McGinnis, and the list goes on and on. He is a very established and experienced cat. From the genius of a friend to neon jazz and a pure legend, here's the great Sonny Rollins with his quartet with the tune Paul's Pal off his album Tenor Madness. Mm-hmm.
jazz musician, and Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was talented hard bop pianist and composer Freddie Redd with the 1961 song Blues 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 off the CD Shadows. He grew up in New York City and began playing the piano at a young age, and then he got the jazz bug after hearing Charlie Parker during his military service in Korea during the mid-1940s. After his discharge from the Army in 1949, he worked with drummer Johnny Mills and then in New York played with Tiny Grimes, Cootie Williams, Oscar Pettiford, and the Jive Bombers. Man, that's a great name there. From the pipes of Dutch jazz singer Gretje Kofeld, we bring you the tune It's Only a Paper Moon off the 2011 CD My Shining Hour.
It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It is only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. Oh, it's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Believe in me. everybody. Thanks for checking out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. I'm so happy to be a part of it. My name is Susanna Smith, and I hope you enjoy the music.
That was arranger, trumpeter, composer, singer, and bandleader Cy Oliver with the tune For Dancers Only off the CD Original Arrangements of Jimmy Lunsford and Hi-Fi. From Battle Creek, Michigan, he left home at 17 to play with Zach White and his Chocolate Bow Brummels, and later with Alphonse Trent. His signature style was his growling horn playing. He went on to arrange and conduct many songs for Ella Fitzgerald from her Decca years. He was also teamed up with Jimmy Lunsford, lending his magic to that mix. By 1939, he became one of the first African Americans with a huge role in a white band when he joined Tommy Dorsey as an arranger. And this cat, Cy Oliver, stood out all on his own throughout his career. Our next act on this Hour of Jazz Together is the Silent Jazz Ensemble with the Blast of Sound. This is the tune Fields of Russia off the 2014 Retrospective Images CD. Thank you.
My name is Justin Coffa. I'm a jazz pianist, and I'm having a great time talking with Joe Dimino from Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was hard bop jazz pianist Frank Hewitt right out of Queens, New York, with his take on Green Dolphin Street off the 2005 CD Not Afraid to Live. He spent most of his life in Harlem. In the beginning, his influences came from his mother, who was a church pianist. But again, it was the jazz saint from KC, Charlie Parker, that made him switch gears from gospel to jazz. During his lifetime, only one of his tracks was released, a version of Kenny Dorham's tune Prince Albert, on the compilation Jazz Underground Live at Smalls. But after his death, recordings began to surface on Smalls Records, and they are everywhere now. Man, this next cat knew how to cut a record and scorch some grooves. Here's the 1930s jazz and dance band vocalist Chick Bullock with the tune My Heart's at Ease.
Nothing in this world can ever worry me, long as you are around. Something in your eyes can make me constantly keep my feet on the ground. Ain't your kisses that inspire me, and as far as I can see, I don't know why, but I can laugh at all the birdies in the trees. My heart's at ease, I don't know why, but I just feel as free and easy as the breeze. My heart's at ease, I blame it on the lucky day, dear. You came and chased all gloom away, I don't know why, but I just threw away the lock and the keys. My heart's at ease. But I can laugh at all the birdies in the trees. My heart's at ease, I don't know why, but I just feel as free and easy as the breeze. My heart's at ease, I blame it on the lucky day, dear. You came and chased all gloom away, I don't know why, but I just threw away the lock and the keys. My heart's at ease.
Again, that was Chick Bullock with the motto of his life, My Heart's at Ease. And no one saw much of Chick live because his face was disfigured from a rare eye disease. But he knew how to lay down that jazz mastery, and that's all we need to know with our ears and Chick. And the honorary closer for this hour of Neon Jazz is the Grammy Award-winning trumpeter and composer Sean Jones with the 2009 song The Storm off his CD The Search Within. And it's with that, with the search that we just gave you, hopefully you found something. We thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one of the finest voices to ever grace the mic and airwaves, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey!
That's right. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. So drop us a line. Let us know what you think. We are always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.